Undoubtedly, fossils of early humans had been found in antiquity and the Middle Ages, but their significance was not understood. In 1848, a very significant discovery was made on the island of Gibraltar. Here was a creature that no one had quite seen before, with its large brow ridges and its very large projecting face. Subsequently, other Neanderthals, very similar to this one, were found in Germany and also in Belgium. In 1856, only 3 years before Darwin published The Origin of Species, a much more complete Neanderthal specimen was found in western Germany, the so-called Neanderthal man, coming from the Neander Valley near Dusseldorf. As the 19th century wore on, additional specimens of fossil humans were found. Some were more Neanderthals, but others were fossils of anatomically more modern members of our species, those we would call Homo sapiens. This was one line of evidence. Another line of evidence occurring at about this same time, around that magical year of 1859, when The Origin of Species was published, was the recognition by British geologists and archaeologists that a number of stone tools that had been recovered on the banks of the Somme River in France by a French customs official were very similar to stone tools that were being found at the same time in England. Now, the interest in the stone tools was not only that they are no longer made, but they were found in direct association with the bones of fauna that are no longer extant. That is, extinct species, animals that no longer live in Europe, hippopotamus, horse, certain species of deer, rhinoceros, and elephants of various kinds. So this lithic evidence or archaeological evidence of stone tools confirmed the antiquity of humans. And then finally, in the earlier part of the 20th century, it was recognized that there had been a series of geological disturbances in parts of Europe relating to the accumulation of ice at high altitudes, and that these ice ages could be documented into a series of periods. This provided a geological time frame, a stratigraphic time frame, whereby the discovery of the fossil hominid skulls and postcranial bones and the archaeological evidence of the lithic tools made it irrefutable that humans had evolved and that they were different in the past than they are today, both in terms of their biology, but also in terms of their cultural behavior.